Corey, could you just talk about the decision going from track to football and just how that played out?
When I left high school, I wanted to go to college to play both football and run track. Once I got to Kansas, they said I can run track for 2 years and then try to walk onto the team, but it was a coaching change, and I just wanted to get back on the field. I love the game of football, and I just wanted to play it. So I talked to a few teams. My little brother had just committed to Virginia Tech. So when he committed, they said I can come in, try to walk onto the football team, and then after my first season there, I can run track. So they basically said I can do both sports. So I gave up my scholarship and moved to Virginia Tech to play football.
Did you ever end up getting a scholarship at Vatech?
Yes, sir. After my first year, I was there. Going into my second season, they awarded me an athletic scholarship.
I mean, was that hard? Because you actually were pretty good at track. I can understand if you were a mediocre athlete, but you actually were really excelling on the track field.
Yes, I was.
So was that hard for you to walk away from, from that and say, I want to, try to just, and even though you did both, but kind of start to focus on football?
Well, it wasn't really giving it up completely because, I did run track. I jumped at Virginia Tech as well. So I wasn't completely giving up on it, but I just knew that, football is what I really wanted to do at the end of the day. So I put track on a hold for a little while and picked up football.
How excited are you to possibly be lining up next to Calvin Johnson or opposite Calvin Johnson?
It feels great. As soon as I got the phone call, that's the first person I thought about. Is getting in, playing with him, learning from him, things like that. That'd be excellent.
What did the Lions talk to you about how you fit into their scheme and how they want to use you?
I haven't really spoke to them anything about that yet. But I just want to come in and contribute any way that I possibly can, whether it's special teams or offense.
What's the lowest 40 time that you've ever run?
Excuse me?
What's the lowest 40 time that you've ever run? Having a track background, I'm curious, how low you've ever gone in the 40-yard dash.
The fastest I ran was a 4.33.
When was that?
That was just last year at Virginia Tech. I guess it's a junior.
What did you do on special teams at Vatech?
I didn't do anything special teams during the actual season at Tech. But, preseason, I was on pretty much a lot of stuff as far as punt return, kick returns, blocking punts and everything like that.
Where are you most comfortable lining up, outside, in the slot? Do you have a preference?
Really, I don't have a preference. When I first got to Tech, I was an outside receiver. I thought that's what I was going to do. But once, I came in, and when my name was called, they had to move me inside. So I got comfortable with inside and outside, which I played both this past season.
What's the past few days, been like for you, just waiting, to hear your name called, and, it takes until day three for it to finally happen?
For me, it's a little different for me, I would say, myself, because, I only had one real year of college football under my belt. So a lot of the guys that's been taken, they've been playing their whole careers. They got a lot to look back on. But, I wasn't really expecting, first, second round. I thought it was an outside shot for the third round. So, I was just paying attention to see what would happen. But then, today I was really glued in. I wanted to see where I would end up. I was getting a little frustrated in between the fifth round. And then, the Lions had called me. And it just made everything just great.
Did you have people at your house, today, or were you just kind of off to yourself?
Excuse me?
Did you have people at your house today? Did you have a gathering of people, or were you by yourself today?
Yes, I had my family here, my immediate family. We have some aunts and uncles. I pretty much had my whole family here almost. So they was here, but, I kept ducking off, trying to just get by myself, but then I wanted to be around my family because they made it just a little bit easier for me. So I was just pacing back and forth a lot.
You were described as kind of a raw talent. Your lack of experience in football, how does that affect you on the field? What are areas that you need to grow in?
I don't really think it affects me. I think, with my little bit of experience, I think that's just better for me. I I hadn't had the beating that most receivers took in the 4 years that they had playing college football. So I'm a lot fresher than them. So I feel like, you know, longevity-wise, I'd be a little bit more suitable. And then, you know, just things that I need to work on are things like, you know, coming out of my break, consistently making everything look the same. Those are the two things that I've really been working on.
Corey, how well do you know Coach Schwartz? We know he coached your brother.
You know, I never met him myself, but, you know, he coached my brother. Vinny has nothing but great things to say. Then, you know, after I got drafted, actually, Schwartz had texted my brother, and, you know, he's just a great guy from what I can tell.
Is the bottom line, when you wanted to get back to football so bad, was it for a day like today?
Yes, that was the dream since I was probably 5 years old, and I wanted to play football, was getting an NFL. And I think that's everybody's childhood dream. And when I finally transferred back over, you know, I said, I'm going to put everything into it to get to where I am at today.